On a warm, sunny day, two 10-year-old boys walked into a busy mall. While they were wandering around, they met a 2-year-old toddler. The older children persuaded the younger boy to follow them to a railroad track where they murdered him and left his mutilated body. When they were being investigated for a motive, the authorities and news reporters were horrified when they found out that the suspects did the crime because they saw child's play. Horror movies are controversial because they're violent, leave a lasting effect on its spectators, and provoke socio-political statements. One of the most provocative statements that horror movies have are their violent nature. In the classic horror film Psycho, a woman was stabbed to death in a bathtub, making it one of the most iconic murder and shower scenes in film history. However, decades later, horror films have advanced to even more detailed and horrifying acts. Nowadays, horror movies are not complete without seeing dismembered body parts, and a more rigorous act of torture to the characters involved, like the victims in the Saw films. The Evil Dead franchise makes the viewer witness teenagers mutilate themselves in order to save themselves from an evil spirit. There are also moments in The Purge when moviegoers sit in bewilderment, seeing people committing crimes, including murder, because they're allowed to for only 12 hours. The audience gets a glimpse into how far people will go if given immunity to do whatever they want without any worry of indictment. From a pioneering film of horror to movie franchises loaded in all too realistic special effects, horror movies have really made a step up for those willing to watch. It comes to no surprise that horror films also leave a lasting effect on its spectators, especially if it has the most terrifying phrase based on a true story. While a lot of films contain multiple jump scares, there are some that fill the audience with paranoia, like the Final Destination franchise. After seeing even one of those films, an audience member will become hyperactive of all small details in their daily life due to a fear of accidental death. Spectators would even fear falling asleep and being attacked by Freddy Krueger from Nightmare on Elm Street. One big issue occurring for decades to children. One big issue occurring to children for the past few decades is bullying. In the recent horror film Unfriended, that's the name of the movie, Unfriended, 6 teenagers are being harassed and murdered by the vengeful ghost of a girl they bullied online named Laura Barnes. Throughout the film, Laura exposes their secrets and forces them to kill themselves, since they all cyberbullied her to kill herself. As such, a person would most likely be nicer to others after witnessing what they think could happen to them. If that is not enough to make someone fear a lot of things, the dating world is potentially the most grotesque act to commit. For one thing, the person the protagonist thought is the perfect guy could turn out to be violently psychotic. Or a different lead character could find out that his or her boyfriend is a killer who's been murdering her peers. So, it would be advisable for people with certain phobias to avoid watching specific horror films that would play with it, isn't it? Even though fans of horror films would say that they love the adrenaline rush of fear, a few of them would notice that there is more than just violence or hypersensitivity. One would even argue that there are socio-political statements or themes that come into play in horror movies. For one thing, it seems like horror films tend to minimize people into certain caricatures. There's the fool that jokes around or is the comic relief. There's the athlete or the alpha male who automatically takes on the role of being the leader and is aggressive. There is a woman who is sexually adventurous and provocative, or even the scholar who is really smart and would notice things that are off right from the jump. And lastly, there would be the quote, virgin, close quote, who is pure of heart, seems to be well-balanced, and is usually offered the choice of life or death, aka the final girl. Anyone who cannot identify themselves with the version usually feel dismissed or disvalued. And sometimes there are even characters in the LGBTQ community that play a large part in horror films. Historically speaking, LGBTQ characters usually turn out to be the suspects and actually are the villains. If that is not awkward enough, there seems to be a plethora of movies that have the token minority friend, who in most cases dies. The only exception is if most of the characters in the film are minorities or if they are white passing. And even more shockingly, the on-screen deaths of the characters can contain a statement about what is wrong with society and its expectations. For instance, in the Halloween film series, one of the killer's victims was a teenage girl who was strangled to death with a phone cord, making a statement about youth in America's obsession with technology. Mind you, this came out in the 80s. Jason Voorhees from the Friday the 13th films and Freddy Krueger's most iconic murder scenes occur after a teen has sexual intercourse or perform any form of sexual acts. This goes to show that horror films prefer teenagers and young adults due to society's obsession with youth and what is right from wrong. Now, while most of these moviegoers know that horror movies are only for entertainment, they cannot argue that horror movies are controversial due to the violence and lasting effects on their viewers and the socio-political statements. Horror movies have made their stamp on film and global history and are here to stay. Hopefully, future generations will come in, only express fondness for this genre, and not use it for inspiration for any heinous acts on innocent people in real life.